Morning, sweetie. Why do you look so surprised to see me? This is my bed too, you know. Well, you're right about that. I am usually at work by the time you wake up. But seeing as you've had a rough couple of days, you know, falling down the stairs and ending up in my ER, I decided to take the day off. So I can focus on you, of course. Well, you're the most important thing in the world to me. You really gave me a scare. I'm just so happy you're okay. Falling down the stairs could have ended a lot worse, you know. Yeah, you're lucky. Anyway, I would have been useless at work today because I'd just be worrying about you the whole time. So today, you're my only patient. You get all of my attention. Now, normally, you'd have to go back to the hospital for a follow-up exam, but seeing as you're dating your doctor, I can do your examination here at home. You want to wear a hospital gown? Most people hate those. How about your favorite sweatpants and one of my big t-shirts? Oh yeah, I know all about your little t-shirt stealing habit. And this one's your favorite, right? All right, here you go, sweetie. Change into that, and I'm gonna go get a few things. Yeah, I need my stethoscope, blood pressure cuff. Yeah, I'll get you coffee, but we need to do this first, okay? Don't pout at me. I don't make the rules. Vitals first, then caffeine. All right, ready? This won't take long, I promise. Can you sit up for me a little bit? Now, you know the drill. This is gonna be a little cold, so deep breath in. Good. Lungs sound good. Another deep breath. Heart sounds good. Let me just check your abdomen. Can you lie on your side for a second? Okay, all good here. You're not feeling dizzy or anything, right? No blurred vision? No, I'm just asking because, you know, you may have had a concussion. Looks like you're in the clear, though, if you're not having any of those symptoms. Coffee soon. Blood pressure now. Don't be a baby. It's not too tight. Just hold still. No. Don't hold your breath. Just be still. Oh my gosh. You're too much. Okay. Blood pressure is good. A little lower than I'd like, but still in a normal range. Yes, you can have your coffee now. You want your usual? Good, because that's what I made. Yeah, I've been up for a few hours. Okay, back in a sec. Alright, breakfast special here for my patient. Oh, stop, it's not that much. I got your coffee, eggs, toast, and some fruit. It's nothing special. But I do want to see you eat all of it, okay? That is doctor's orders. Because you passed out less than 24 hours ago. You need to refuel and get some good, hearty nutrition today. Well, every day, really, but especially today. So eat up. I know, baby. I know. You don't have to apologize for what happened. It isn't your fault. You were stressed and burnt out. You weren't taking care of yourself. That's why you passed out and somehow did not break every single bone in your body on the way down. I still can't believe you came out of that generally unscathed. Seriously, don't apologize. Instead, let's put some energy towards getting you back to health and trying to lower your stress. Work is hard on you, I know. But you've got to find a good balance. Otherwise, your body is going to keep protesting, and the effects are just going to get worse and worse. I mean, prolonged and chronic stress can result in a weaker immune system, can cause anxiety and depression, can do your body a lot of harm. So I want you to rest and relax. Okay? And look, I know that conversation we had at the ER was difficult. Yeah, about me making more money than you and you feeling like you have to work twice as hard to contribute the same amount, but honey, you've got to slow down. I know I said it already, but I'm going to say it again. We don't make the same salary, and that's okay. I'm not with you for your money or your job or whatever. I'm with you because I love you. And I have no problem contributing more to rent and the bills and everything because I make more. So are you going to take this to heart? Are you going to start being a little bit easier on yourself? Good. Eat more toast. You're feeling better than yesterday? That's great. You're still going to stay in bed and rest all day. Because I'm the doctor and your girlfriend, and I say so. How's the coffee? Good. Well, now that you're finished eating, I'm going to start your examination. No, that was just me getting your vitals. Now I need to actually examine you. Don't worry, it's going to be quick. But it will be thorough, okay? I need to check and see if there's any bumps or lumps or swelling, especially in your head area. So, I want you to just lie still for me and relax, okay? Yes, I'm putting on gloves because it's hygienic and it's kind of a habit for me. Now, hush, you. Let the doctor work. I'm going to start at the top of your head and just feel around for anything out of the ordinary. You didn't hit your head hard? How would you know? You hit your head and passed out. Well, just because it doesn't hurt right now, it doesn't mean you weren't injured. I mean, I'm not seeing or feeling anything unusual, but can't be too safe. Let's move down to your neck. Lymph nodes feel good. And shoulders. Oh. We've got a couple scratches here. And a bruise near your collarbone. Maybe the stair railing got you when you fell. Does it hurt right there? Yeah, a little bit? Okay. Left arm looks good. A little bruising around the elbow, but that makes sense. Right arm, all clear. Did you seriously just ask why you have to do this? If I have to explain it to you again, I'm gonna be upset. Can you turn onto your stomach for me, sweetie? I want to look at your back. Yeah, head, neck, back, elbows, and knees. Those are usually where you see the most damage in a fall. Oof. Yeah, you're bruised back here. Does it feel sore? A little? Mm-hmm. Where exactly do you feel the soreness? upper spine. Okay. I'll be careful up there. A couple of scratches here, too. God, I hate seeing you injured, baby. Alright, you can flip back over. How do your wrists feel? When you fell, do you recall trying to catch yourself? Okay. I'm gonna do a couple of slow rotations on your wrists. Just let me know if and when it hurts. A little strain? Yeah, that's probably what happened then. We're gonna wanna keep an eye on that and try not to use it much, okay? I might even have you wear a wrist guard for a few days. Here. Let me put these pillows underneath your arm so you can rest it. Okay. Moving on down. Let's see those knees. Yep. Bruised. Just like I thought. Gosh, that's a nasty one. Does that one hurt? Can you extend your leg out all the way? Not quite. Okay. Yeah, just be gentle. Don't force yourself. Your kneecap could have been fractured, but I don't know. I think you'd be in quite a bit more pain, so it's probably not that bad. We'll just want to keep an eye on that too, okay? Okay, sweetie. All done. Candy? What, you think I carry around lollipops for all my patients or something? How about a kiss instead? I love you. I'm so happy you're okay. But you are going to be under a very watchful eye for a little while. That's right, I'm not letting you out of my sight until I'm satisfied with your recovery. And we're going to be doing a lot more relaxing together. I know I work a lot too, but I'm going to make sure that you rest and relax after work. Every single day. How? I don't know. We're going to watch movies together. And make dinner. And do puzzles. Whatever you want to do. We can learn a new relaxing hobby together. I don't know. Something like crocheting or something calming. We'll figure it out later, okay? Just scoot over because I'm coming in. Well, yeah, I'm getting back in bed for your treatment. It's a cuddle treatment. Very new, very state of the art. Yeah, there were some studies done and they figured out that, cuddling cures everything. And yes, I'm going to be administering your treatment all day, so I hope you're ready. Oh yes, we are going to be cuddling for a very, very long time. It's a very important part of your rest and recovery, so get comfy and use me like your human body pillow. There you go. Are you warm? Cozy? Good. Now, just rest. Just rest, my love. I'll be here when you wake up again.